हरे कृष्णा, वी मे बी अनक्वालिफाइड बट वी आर नेवर डिसक्वालिफाइड. टू बी अनक्वालिफाइड मीन्स टू नॉट हैव द नेसेसरी क्वालिफिकेशन टू डू अ पर्टिकुलर एक्टिविटी. बट टू बी डिसक्वालिफाइड फॉर एन एक्टिविटी मीन्स टू नॉट बी अलाउड टू डू दैट एक्टिविटी. इन द पाथ ऑफ डिवोशन ऑल मोस्ट ऑफ अस आर अनक्वालिफाइड बिकॉज वी हैव लिटिल इफ एनी डिवोशन. But we are not disqualified. Why? Because the path of devotion is the path of grace. Krishna is supremely merciful, and his mercy becomes the qualification of the unqualified. How is that? If we want to go on a particular path, we need to have the necessary qualification. So in bhakti, the qualification is bhakti. We have to have some bhakti to go on the path of bhakti. But when we don't have bhakti, then what do? So Krishna tells in 18.66 in the Bhagavad Gita, the verse that reveals his merciful invitation to everyone to come to him, even if they don't have bhakti. He's calling everyone to take up the path of bhakti, even if they are not qualified. So he declares, Sarvadharman parityajya mamekam sharanam vraja. अहम त्वाम सर्व पापेभ्यो मोक्षयिष्यामि मा शुचः. सर्वधर्मान् परित्यज्य, जस्ट गिव अप ऑल वैरायटीज ऑफ रिलीजन एंड सरेंडर टू मी. माम एकम शरणम, जस्ट सरेंडर टू मी अलोन. एंड व्हाट अबाउट एनी सिनफुल रिएक्शंस ऑफ द सिंस वी मे हैव कमिटेड इन द पास्ट और इन द एक्ट ऑफ सरेंडरिंग वी मे कमिट सम सिंस. दिस इज अहम त्वाम सर्व पापेभ्यो, आई विल फ्री यू फ्रॉम ऑल सिनफुल रिएक्शंस. मोक्षयिष्यामि, आई विल फ्री यू, डू नॉट वरी. Ma shuchaha. So Krishna is giving a bold guarantee. He's telling that no matter what sinful reactions might be there for us, no matter what sinful actions we may have done, which may make us unqualified, he's saying that, calling still surrender, and I will free you from all sinful reactions. So in this way, despite our past impiety, which may make us unqualified, Krishna, by inviting us and keeping this invitation open for everyone for all time, Krishna doesn't let anyone remain disqualified. Krishna's merciful invitation becomes the qualification of the unqualified. Now, what does it mean when we say Krishna's mercy becomes the qualification of the unqualified? Does it mean that we can continue to do sinful activities? Actually, bhakti is transcendental, and there are the material modes: ignorance, passion, goodness, and transcendence. To come to the transcendental level, we have to go away from the lower modes. We have to actually rise above goodness also. So sinful activities are performed in the modes of passion and ignorance, and they take us away from devotion. So we need a pure heart, a heart that is attracted purely to Krishna. Then we can taste pure devotion, we can taste the supreme sweetness of Krishna's love. Otherwise, Krishna is all attractive and love for him is supremely sweet. It is an eternal reality. But when we are caught up in the lower modes because of our own sinful activities, then we can't taste the sweetness of Krishna's love, because our consciousness is misdirected away from Krishna towards our impious loves, towards the impious things that we love. So if we misuse Krishna's invitation, Krishna's merciful offer over here, and if we say that, okay, Krishna will free me from sinful reactions, that I can continue to stay sinful, then we deprive ourselves of Krishna's love. So such misappropriation will not do. And that's why the Gita wisdom, the tradition of wisdom that is built around the Bhagavad Gita, Gita wisdom tradition, makes it very clear that surrendering to Krishna is not just a one-time activity. Krishna, I surrender. No. Surrendering to Krishna is a process. It is a process of learning to lead a life of integrity and purity. Now we may think that this is a big challenge, to live a life of integrity and purity. Yes, it is a challenge, no doubt. But we can see this challenge as an opportunity, not as a burden. It will depend on what is the focus of our consciousness, whether this challenge will appear as a burden or as an opportunity. If we obsess over our own fallen condition, thinking that, oh, I am so fallen, I am so I am so unqualified, I have so many conditionings, I have so many problems, how can I surrender to Krishna? Then that self-centeredness will make surrender appear to be like a demanding, draining, daunting task. Very difficult. I will feel that I can't do it only. But on the other hand, if we focus on Krishna's mercifulness, if we meditate on how Krishna has unlimitedly long arms, no matter how fallen we are, Krishna's arms can reach down to us and reach down to wherever we may be, at whatever low depths we may be, and lift us up from there. Then that Krishna-centeredness will enable us to discover how surrender is an exciting, enriching, empowering opportunity. What is an opportunity? It is an opportunity for? An opportunity to witness in our own hearts the Krishna's magical grace working. What will that magical grace do? When we surrender to Krishna and focus not on our fallen condition, but focus on thinking about Him, focus on serving Him, then by that Krishna-centeredness, by that Krishna consciousness, our desires become purified. Our heart becomes redirected. And Krishna lifts us up from the ditches of depravity into which we may have fallen down. He lifts us up to the exalted heights of purity. And thus, what Krishna does is, Krishna makes the impure pure. Krishna makes the fallen exalted. And by His mercy, the unqualified can also gain qualification. He never makes them disqualified. He gives them the qualification, and then He gives them the quality of purity, and then He gives them the ecstasy of pure love. Such is the merciful nature of Krishna. Thank you. Hare Krishna.